Now this morning I'd like to speak to you on who am I and how do I discover my identity. And as we go through the Bible, we'll see that God often used a desert place to help someone discover who they were and what was their purpose for their life. We're going to start off with Abraham. Do you all remember Abraham? Well, Abraham's name wasn't Abraham in the beginning. His name was Abram, A-B-R-A-M. He had to leave the comfort of his family home to go into the desert to discover who he was. God said, I want you to leave your home and go to the land that I will give you. And Abram believed God and went. And because he believed God, it was counted to him for righteousness. And God added part of his own name to Abram's name. And Abram's name was changed from Abram to Abraham. Then we have a look at Jacob. Jacob also needed to go into the desert. And while he was in the desert, he met with God. And his name was changed from Jacob, the supplanter, to Israel, a prince with God. Most time we need to go into the desert place before we meet with God. Now that is not God's requirement, but we are so caught up with this life that we live that we never have time for God. And it is only when we come to that place in our lives where it feels that we are in the desert that we turn to God. Moses had to spend 40 years in the desert before he could come to Pharaoh and say, let my people go. Who was Moses speaking of when he said, let my people go? He was speaking about the nation of Israel. Remember, Moses was raised as an Egyptian for 40 years, and God had to let him go into the desert so he could discover his true identity. And today, many of us feel as if we are in a desert place, and maybe that is because God is wanting us to discover our true identity. We may have been living life like we knew who we were, but deep down, we were never quite sure of who we really are. And maybe God is allowing us to go through to a desert place to discover who we are and what he wants us to be. We also see then that the nation of Israel had to go through the desert. God allowed them to wander in the desert for 40 years so that they could discover their true identity. They had to discover that they were God's special people. They thought they could do things their own way. And God had to keep them in the desert until they realized their dependence upon him. Are we still in a desert place because we still think that we can do things our way? Is God allowing us to stay in the desert until we can start depending on him? Our reading for today is Romans 8, verse 1 to 14. You know, Romans 8 is a chapter that many people call the jewel in the crown. And the reason why they call it the jewel in the crown is because if I was in a desert place by myself, there is one chapter in the Bible that I would want. And that would be Romans 8. Because Romans 8 is really a jewel. So Romans 8 verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Notice, there is no condemnation. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Are we still in the desert place because we are carnally minded? You might say to me, but I'm a Christian. Yes, that might be true. But does that not mean that we might still be carnally minded and not spiritually minded? You may still be carnally minded. The Corinthians were Christians. They had all the gifts. But Paul has to write unto them as unto carnal, because there was still envy, there was still strife, there was still doing it my own way among them. Let's look at verse 7 of Romans 8. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And we need to remember that. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of him. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall surely die. But if you, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God. Tell me, are we still in a desert place because we are still carnally minded? Or have we gone into this desert place because we have fallen into carnality? You know, only you and God can answer this question. Then we have a look at Elijah. He was a great man of God, but he had to be chased into a desert place before he could discover who he was. And guess what? He was chased into a desert place by a woman. We all know the story of how Jezebel threatened to have him killed, and he fled into the wilderness to escape her. And there he met with God. Are there people in your life that are keeping you away from God? Sometimes you need to be chased into a desert place to reevaluate who you really are. What about John the Baptist? He had to live in a desert place to prepare him for the great role as the forerunner of the Messiah. He was in the desert. He ate honey and locusts. He had skin for clothing. And he was in the desert. What about Jesus Christ himself? He was tempted in the desert. He was 40 days and 40 nights in the desert. And he was hungered. And the devil comes to him and says to him, if you are the great I am, if you are the creator of this world, then turn these stones into bread. But Jesus answers him and he says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You see, in this, Jesus showed the spirit of self-denial. And sometimes you and I are in a desert place to learn self-denial. You know, there's a very strong teaching in Christian circles about Christians getting whatever they want. And this teaching is called name it and claim it. Even though this teaching is not in the Bible, many, many people hold on to this teaching. Oh, Jesus said, ask anything in my name and it shall be given unto you. Yes, he did say that. But we need to understand that he said it in its right context. We need to understand it in its context. Jesus said that to his disciples. And while Christ is on earth, and we ask anything in his name, we will receive it. But while Christ is in heaven, we will not receive it. How many times don't you ask for things? You beg for things. You go on your knees and you pray for things. You pray for the healing of somebody. You pray for wonderful things that in this life, not for personal gain either, but for other people, and they don't come to fruition. And you become so despondent that you think, well, am I really a Christian? But you know what? While Christ is in heaven, we're not going to receive all the things we ask for. So we need to understand that during this dispensational of grace, we need to say what the Apostle Paul said. I have learned that at whatever state I am in, therewith to be content. But then we also see that Satan took Jesus up onto a high place, and he said, cast yourself down from here, because it is written that he will send angels to protect you, lest you should dash your foot. Jesus answered the devil, and he said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Jesus showed self-protection in the desert place. You and I also need to show self-protection or self-preservation in the desert place. Too many of us rely on others to tell us what to do. Oh, the pastor said I must do this, or our church teaches this, or our leader showed me this out of the Bible. But you know what? The Apostle Paul tells us, study to show yourself approved unto God. It is your and my responsibility to ensure that what God wants from us is what we know, not what we have heard, not what someone else has told us. Never leave it to someone else. I'd like you to turn to 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. So we see in those desert places, in the desert, we need to show self-preservation. You need to get to know God's word for yourself. Then we see that the devil took Jesus up into a high place, and he said unto him, you came for the world, I will give it to you. Now, if Jesus had been deceived by this, he would have lost his identity. And often this is what we need to do in the desert place. We have to deny self-ambition. How many people haven't sold their soul for fame? As long as it brings people to church, it cannot be wrong. Now, I'm not going to go into that this morning, but we know that there are many people that will do anything to bring more people into the church. And we don't want to have self-ambition. So in the desert place, we should not have self-ambition. Then finally, we all know what the most important thing is in the desert. If you had to be in the desert for 3 days, never mind 40 days, if you had to be in the desert for 3 days, what would be the first thing that you will ask for when you come out of that desert? Water. And the Bible tells us that Jesus is the living water. You and I need to have the living water in our lives. Now, during this time of isolation, many of us might feel like we are in a desert place. We might even feel lost. But always remember that Jesus is there with us. The living water is there with us through the Holy Spirit. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. Let us spend this time in the desert place, drawing closer to God, and find out what our true identity is. May God bless you. May God comfort you. May God be with you through this time. If you feel lost, if you feel that you are becoming lonely, if you feel that you are all alone, remember that Christ is with you and that he will protect you through this time. But the only way that we can really come to know Christ and the living water is through reading God's word, studying God's word, getting to know what God's word has to say to us, and knowing what our true identity is. In Christ Jesus, we are more than conquerors. In Christ Jesus, there is no more condemnation. In Christ Jesus, we are victorious. Now, this talk, I'd like to continue at another stage. I want to show you how one person had a complete change of identity.